Today on Jesse Duplantis Ministries.
How many of y'all want to live off the top of the barrel? I think it's time. You certainly deserve it. You certainly deserve it. My God, man. You see, but you got to master yourself. So write this down if you're taking notes. It is possible to have a full barrel and still be living off the bottom. Just talking about living off the top of the barrel, part two. It is possible to have a full barrel and still be living off of the bottom. I call it depression mentality. I never forget years ago in a place called Zephyr Hills, Florida. Anybody know what Zephyr Hills, Florida is? I went and preached a meeting. And I never forget, and you know, I like old cars, classic cars and things of that nature. And a 1955 Royal Crown Victoria Ford. Good God Almighty. It just gets me excited when I think about it. And it was kind of like this shirt and this tie, hot pink. Oh, gee, that was a beautiful car with cream. You know, oh, that was a gorgeous car. And this old lady just gets out. And it looked like it was bought yesterday. I thought, man, I wonder who restored that car for her. But anyway, she just comes in and she was kind of, she had a little cane and everything. She was a little sweet lady, you know. And she walks up to my taste. Now, that's when we had tapes. We didn't have CDs and DVDs. And the tapes cost $2. Okay, all right. She comes in and she says, oh, I love your ministry. I like to have some of these tapes, but oh, they're so expensive. I felt so bad. I said, oh, geez, I would like to bless this sweet little lady. So I said, well, let me give you some. I said, what would you like? Oh, would you do that for me? Oh, I just can't thank you. And so I'm picking some things, and the daughter walks in. She says, Mama, what you doing? She said, but Jesse is giving me some tape. She said, Mama, you got $49 million in liquid cash in a bank, plus all kind of property. But she said this, yeah, but you never know how long it's going to last. Well, it's going to last longer than that old crazy woman. I want to take back my tapes. Just slap her a little bit. Glory to God. That was the original car. That was her car. She had bought that in 1955. That was 1982. I mean, it was. I think it had something like 7,000 miles on it. You see, now she had the top of the barrel experience, but she was living on the bottom. In 1968, I was a bank teller at Terrebonne Bank and Trust in Houma, Louisiana. I had a job for about 3 months. And a little lady come up to me, and this is when you had a passbook savings account. Remember that? You had was it 5%? I think they paid you 5% passbook. She says, oh, I said, I hate to withdraw some money out of my account, but I gotta buy some things. Young man, can you give me $50 out of my account? I said, yes, ma'am. I take it like this. And when I opened up the passbook, she said, ooh, I just hate to spend the $50, Lord. And when I opened it up, there was $12,680,000 in the passbook. And I went, ma'am, what are you worried about? $50, same thing. You never know how long it's going to last. She was living in a houseboat with no electricity. Now the top of the barrel's full. But what causes them then? Their money has become their security and their God. Write this down. Beware that money does not become your security and your God. See, that's called the love of money. Money's not a bad thing. It's when you fall in love with it and make it prime, the most prime thing in your life, that this is the only thing can save you. So it's possible to have a full barrel and still be living off of the bottom. Write this down. Self-control is required at every moment along the whole range of our habits. Self-control is required at every moment along the whole range of our habits and through the whole course of our life. There's something called self-control. Why do you lose weight? It's not because you're eating less. It's because you have now took control of yourself. And it's an automatic. It's just that simple. How do you get out of debt? Let me help you. Self-control. So let me say it again. Self-control is required at every moment along the whole range of our habits and through the whole course of our life. You see what I'm saying? So even today, even though I am living off the top of the barrel, I exercise daily not just Sunday, self-control. Without sounding prideful or arrogant, I can go buy anything I want right now, anything. That's not an overstatement. Anything I want. I just don't happen to want anything. Amen. Now you say, well, that must be a good position to be in. It is. It's wonderful. But write this down. You should never be defined by the money you have. You should be defined by the character you have. Amen. See, if you don't have character, you become a character. You see what I'm saying? You should not be defined by the money you have. You should be defined by the character you have. It's okay to live, drive something nice, fly something nice, I don't know, live in something nice, wear something nice, whatever you like. But it's when you begin to define yourself. And after a while, people begin to realize, we say it in Cajun, you think yourself. Remember that? That's that man, he think himself. All of a sudden, you're looking down at people. When you should never look down, you should look even. Because God created us all equal. Including the Constitution of the United States, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Isn't that something? And yet, I'm surprised that we had slavery when we had our Constitution saying a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. You see, that's living off the top of the barrel. You got power, but actually you're on the bottom, even though you have the possessions and all to operate and function on the top. So self-control is required at every moment along the whole range of our habits and through the whole course of our life. Now write this down. Beware of getting used to living under pressure. Bottom feeders think that is normal. Beware of getting used to living under pressure. Notice the deeper you go in the water, the heavier the pressure is. And remember this now. You can't breathe when you're on the bottom. You can only just hold your breath so long. You breathe only at the top. You understand? Why? Because you're a person that breathes air. I never forget when I met Kathy, I was a lifeguard. And one of the tests it was to get your lifeguard certificate was when you got to the top of it, not just learning to be an intermediate, but I mean when you could be physically licensed as a lifeguard, we had a 12-foot diving pool, okay? There, and it was at Legion Park swimming pools. It was a 12-foot pool. All you did was dive in this pool. So what they would do is they would turn you around like this. The pool would be back here where the platform is. So I would be this way. They would take a brick and they would wrap it up in a blue towel because everything in that pool was blue. And they'd throw it into that pool and let it sink and wait till the water kind of stopped. And then you had 30 seconds to find that brick. 30 seconds. If you couldn't find that brick, you didn't get that license. Because see, in 30 seconds, somebody can die on you. And I remember they'd say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boom, I dove in up and you gotta look. And so how do you find something that fades into the atmosphere or into the surroundings? You look for what's out of line. If you wanna know you're a bottom feeder, I can tell immediately, I can look at you and you could be perfectly camouflaged, but there will be something out of line. For example, if you're a hunter, you can be full. I mean, the woods are full, but all of a sudden you might see an ear. You can't see the deer. Just something out of line. Whew. And if you're on a horse, listen to your horse because he knows where the deer is. Why? Because he's an animal. Watch his ears. I promise you, buddy, when he does this, you start looking. You're going to find something. Isn't that amazing? People taught me to hunt that way because we'd go up in the Colorado mountains up 10,000 feet and I'd go, man, I can't see nothing. And Jerry, who's now in heaven, he'd say, Jesse, watch your horse. Look at your horse. Man, I just look at that horse and that horse would go, and one ear, oh, baby, come on, just move. All of a sudden, maybe this much of a ear that looked like a leaf. See, a leaf will do this. A leaf don't go, you see what I'm saying? And then you're going to come home with some meat or with a trophy, whatever you're hunting. So beware of getting used to living under pressure. Bottom feeders thinks that's normal. See, that's why they adopt poverty. It's become normal to hold your breath for life. It's become normal to be stooped over and pressurized. It's become normal, especially in South Louisiana. Well, you know, we live in hurricane country. Look like we ain't had one in a while. Well, why don't all of them go to your house if you like them that much? See, I watched the Weather Channel today. They said, there's something in the Caribbean. They call it invest. I ain't investing in that. Thank you. Do you see how sly that is? Invest 97-L. I ain't investing in that. Yo, stay close. Keep watching us because it could. Even though they just told you 3 minutes that the whole Gulf is full of dry air. We got fronts coming down. But, you know, see, they're trying to pull you in. Invest. Yo, mama, I ain't investing in nothing, especially in a hurricane. Why would you call in something you don't want? And yet people do it every day. See, when you're living off the top of the barrel, you don't invest in the bottom. In fact, if you're going to drill in the bottom, you act the top when you start drilling. You still stay on the top. It's called an offshore deep water well. You know, you're up at the top. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't invest in those things. So beware of getting used to living under pressure. Bottom feeders think that it's normal. Now, in Judges chapter 7, I want to get on this. There was a man named Gideon, and I spoke a little bit about that last Sunday. Now, watch. There was a man named Gideon, and he wanted to help Israel. He realized that God was going to use him to save a nation. Now, you feel pretty good when you got 32,000 men. And you're going out to fight these people. 32,000, pretty good army, especially if they're trained. But the Lord said, you got too much. What? Because of the 32,000 men, 31,700 of them were bottom feeders. And God said, leave them people on the other side. All you need is 300. Now, 300 don't make much sense. But when you got 300 guys that can flat do some things, it's amazing. Out of 32,000 men, he had 300 top feeders, top of the barrel people. Now people say, well, that's just not enough. Oh yeah, it is enough. You're not by yourself. One angel in the Bible, your guardian angel, everyone's got one. Do you know his name? You never thought to ask, did you? If he's your guardian angel, you ought to know who's guarding you. Amen. Look at y'all. Amen. It's amazing. People just go through life, whatever. No. You just never know what God's going to do. Read the book. Have fellowship with God. Watch it. One angel in the Bible knocked down 185,000 men. One. Yes. One. Think about the 12 legions of angels that Jesus said, I can call more than 12 legions of angels to handle this situation. You've heard me say it. You know how many men would have died? 20,400,000,000 men would have bit the dust. And the world has not known that population. But Jesus was superior to power instead of driven by power. Amen. Why? Because he was a top feeder. Amen. He lived off the top of the barrel. You want me to prove it to you? You ever heard Jesus say this? Won't you help me? Won't you help me? Lord Jesus, help me. I tell you what, if y'all don't give today, we can't go to Capernaum. We just ain't going to be able to see mama. No. Oh, watch this. And Jesus was so poor. Really? When?
When?
That's right.
When did you hear him say, Peter, we ain't eating tonight? They're trying to get rid of people. And Jesus said, don't send them away. You feed them. Lord. See, that's a person living off the top of the barrel.
Amen. Amen.
Look, when they're gambling for your clothes when you're dying, you're top of the barrel boy.
That's it. That's it.
You understand what I'm saying? Think about that. When's the last time you enjoyed shopping at St. Vincent de Paul? Nothing wrong with St. Vincent de Paul. Great place. I mean, it can help you, you know, or Goodwill. How many times you went to put some stuff in there for poor people and there's somebody waiting for you to leave so they can steal it? Never thinking, you know what? They don't need to go to that bucket out there and get that stuff. They could actually go to a store and buy something that no one's ever worn. Think about that. But you see, they're so used to being on the bottom that when you talk about living on the top, that ain't right. That can't be right. No, it is right. It's so right that you blinded by the darkness of the bottom. Amen. Out of 32,000 men, God said, all you need is 300. And if you read the rest of Judges chapter 7, you'll find out that they won that battle. It was one of the most amazing things. 300 against thousands. Isn't that amazing? See, because I like what Muhammad Ali used to say when he was, you know, he's fighting. People say, he brag all the time. And one guy said, well, it ain't bragging if you can do it. And he could do it. He could flat do it. But he did meet his match. They were perfectly matched, in my opinion. And that was Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier. It's a miracle God, both them men didn't die in that ring. They almost beat each other within 1 inch of their lives. But somebody got to be a champion. I heard Muhammad Ali say it himself. He said, if Joe wouldn't have come out, I was quitting. He said, I just lasted 2 seconds longer than he did. They were so totally exhausted. You see, but champions don't, they always give their best. Always. The great Enrico Caruso, the great Italian opera singer in the 1900s. He was asked to sing at a little, I wouldn't call it a birthday party, but a little reception. He sang like they couldn't believe. I mean, he just sang like he was at the Metropolitan Opera. I mean, people were just crying. And his manager said, Enrico, you don't have to sing that hard. And he looked at his manager and said, that's why you are manager and I'm the star. He said, when I sing my best all the time. Well, let me make this announcement. It might make you mad. I live off the top of the barrel and I live my best all the time. That means let the persecution come. They can say what they want, do what they want, whatever they want. It don't make no difference. I am going to give God glory in my spiritual life, my physical life, and in my wallet life or in my financial life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? See, so in other words, and all of a sudden, 31,700 men just sitting there and 301, and Gideon wins this battle. Now, who are we talking about this morning? The 301.
Yes, that's right.
See, because you don't remember losers. How many spies came out to spy the land for the nation of Israel? 12. How many came back with a good report? How many came back with a bad report? What were the names of the guys that came with a bad report? What was the name of the guys that came back with a good report? Oh, is that amazing? See, you always remember winners. You see what I'm saying? That's called top of the barrel. Now write this down. We must be masters of ourselves, of all our appetites, and of all our desires. You have to be a master of yourself. If you can't master yourself, you cannot master anything in life. Do you understand that? You have great power in your life. You have the ability to say yes and the ability to say no in every area of your life. Now, I'm just teaching you this morning. I could get really screaming loud, preaching, you'd be shouting, but I want you to learn something. How many of y'all want to live off the top of the barrel?
Amen.
I think it's time. You certainly deserve it.
Amen.
You certainly deserve it. My God, man. You see, so, but you got to master yourself. And the hardest person to master is not the person you think is coming up against you, is yourself. See, what do you believe about yourself? See, let me just say this without sounding prideful or arrogant. I know what I can do. But you see, that's not enough. I got to stretch to see what new horizon I can reach. What new thing or new area that I could possess. You see what I'm saying? Because you got to be careful. After once you've been blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed going in, blessed going out, then you want to sit down and let angels drop grapes in your mouth. No, because you see, there's a generation coming after you that you ought to be helping so they won't have to work as hard as you do. And then they're going to produce for the next generation because every person's work must be a continuation. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, when you're a bottom feeder, you become a crab, a scavenger, and a buzzard. You'd rather feed below than rise above. Yeah, you see, and if you notice something, all these bottom feeders, they just eat the bad trash of the world. Don't you like eating things that are fresh? Amen. Isn't that me? You want something fresh. You know, they say, you ever heard this? Freshly frozen?
Yeah, right.
One time, I'll never forget this. I've never forgotten. This is probably 40 years ago. We went to a grocery store, me and Kathy, and he said, freshly frozen French fries, crinkle cut. We bought a bag. We thought, man, this ought to be nice. Do you know there was no potato inside the potato?
Yeah.
It was hollow. I don't know how they made them crinkle fries. Because when you fried, it just blew apart. There was not a piece of potato inside the thing. But it was freshly frozen. I wanted to bring the whole bag and say, where's the potato? There's supposed to be some potato in there. You know what I'm saying? Some potato. Yeah. No, there was none. Zero. Now, I don't know how they got that done. I don't know if they flash froze it or they reamed the thing out. Now, I can understand how you can cut something out. Because one of the best things I've eaten in my life was a pool boy that they took the bread out. Took the bread out of the inside of the pool boy. Cut the top, reared it, and they filled it up with crawfish etouffee. And when you grab that thing, and then they put the stopper back on the bread. That was in Lafayette, Louisiana. And you went, watch my face. Ecstasy. My God. I've never eaten a whole po' boy in my life. I ate that po' boy. It was, and the juice was running in the, y'all getting hungry, ain't you? And the juice was running in that bread. It was great. And they had all kind of different kinds. They had all kind of, y'all going to Lafayette? Where that place? I mean, they had all different kinds. They had a shrimp Creole po' boy. You know, you got shrimp Creole. But they put it in the bread. Lord Jesus. Me and Kathy, we love Cajun food. We almost killed ourselves one time eating a piece of boudin. On the I-10, coming back to Baton Rouge. Man, we left Lafayette. Kathy said, oh, let's get some of that boudin. Boy, that's the kind with the leaking, it's leaking down your arm, and you got your paper towels. See, people all over the world don't know what we're talking about. Boudin. Boudin is godly. It's sent from God Almighty. It's wonderful. It's just great. That's called living off the top of the barrel. This is high quality pork. So I gave Kathy a link. She gave me, and I was trying to bite. Finally, I couldn't bite it the way I want. I just took my hands off the steering wheel. I went off of this and Kathy going. Could you imagine if we'd have died? Evangelist Jesse the Plain, worldwide minister, died with a piece of boudin hanging out of his mouth with his wife's finger like this. Our partner offer this month is going to liberate your life. It's titled, What Does Dead to Sin Mean? Do you realize that in Christ you aren't bound to sin anymore? It's about being alive unto God and dead to the chains of sin. This message is going to set you free. How do I get it? Just go to jdm.org to get your copy and you will be blessed and you will know the truth. Do you know that every born-again believer has a God-given right to receive overwhelming blessings from God? In my book, Overwhelmed, you'll be challenged to say no to limited thinking by understanding all that belongs to you.
It's your birthright to experience overwhelming favor in every area of your life. Order your physical copy or digital download for your donation of $5 or more at jdm.org.
It's time to be overwhelmed in a good way by God's power. Get your copy and be blessed. Are you ready to live in the blessing? I believe you are. God doesn't want you to struggle with lack in any area. He's given you power and ability to live at the top. But what is your mindset? And most people's mindset is a poverty mindset. This comes from the church. When poverty is a curse, it should never be around you. His will be done on earth, in earth, as it is in heaven. There ain't none of that up there. It shouldn't be down here. If you want to watch the full two-part message of living off the top of the barrel, just go to our free JDM app. It will change your life. I'm telling you. People send me questions all the time, and here's a great question from a person named Judy. She wrote this. The Bible says God won't forgive if you hold on to unforgiveness. How do I forgive someone who keeps doing bad stuff to me? Judy, that is not an easy thing to do. But the Bible says, bless those that curse you and pray for those that despitefully use you. The best thing I would tell you to Judy is don't get too close to people. They swing at you, they won't hit you. You know, just love them from afar if you have to. But I guarantee you, your love will knock out their terribleness that they're doing to you. All you have to do is believe God's word. I wouldn't lie to you, Judy. I've had that happen to me too. And I'll tell you something. So when they try to swing at you, make sure they can't hit you because you're far enough away. Okay? Do that. You'll be blessed. Our product offer, whoo, Lord, falls right in line with today's message. It's my new book, Overwhelmed. God has overwhelmed me beyond human reasoning. God loves you and he gives him pleasure to prosper you above all and beyond all your need. This book's going to help you. I like it, Overwhelmed. Get your copy today at jdm.org and you will be blessed. Partners, thank you for your faithful financial support. Without you, we could not do this. You know, people say, Reg, that's when you're going to retire. I don't think I ever will. I tell you what, every time I think, well, you know, maybe I'm just about finished. God give me more projects than you can shake a stick at. I mean, it's amazing. But I have energy at a man my age, and I believe in investing the wonderful finance you send into this ministry into world evangelism, 100%. None of it goes to meet any debt whatsoever. Isn't that a blessing of God? I trust you. You trust me. We both trust God. You've heard me say it so many times. All we got to do is get this world touched. Thank you for your faithful financial support. Okay? Jesse Duplantis from New Orleans, Louisiana, saying, I love you. I really do. Bye-bye.
Jesus said he could change a nation in a day. We can preach to the world today. 7.8 billion people in 7 minutes. The time has come.
We have a job to do, a vision to fulfill.
We're believing God for the unbelievable, the impossible, simply because it's doable.
He said, now, for the uttermost parts of the world are yours, go. Every little thing that I can give him opportunity to expand, I will.
He's looking for people that are bold enough to step up and say, yes, Lord, here I am. Use me.
Come on. Hallelujah.
The only Jesus that people may ever see is the Jesus in you or the Jesus in me. Now, let's show the world who he really is.
In Jesus.
Kathy Duplantis's Glorious, a conference for women.
Women are not second-class citizens in the kingdom of God. Jesus came and set us all free.
Glorious, a conference for women, March 6th and 7th, 2026. For more information and free registration, go to jdm.org. Download the free JDM app with Spanish and English content. You'll have instant access to Jesse and Kathy's anointed messages. Watch our weekly TV program. Hit the Bible tab. Many chapters include media related to what you're reading. Watch live events and chat with others. Download audio messages for on-the-go listening. And giving is available with just a few easy steps. Download the JDM app today.
I said, Lord, I didn't even ask you. He said, you didn't have to. I'm ahead of you. Because everything you can think of, I've already done. It's in my warehouse waiting on you to pull it out. Whether it be spiritual, whether it be physical, whether it be financial.
Thank you for watching today. For more information about Jesse Duplantis Ministries, go to jdm.org.